Hello, Wally. How are you?
How are you doing, Ken? You good?
Good, and you?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. You want to talk to me?
Okay, this is one thing. They've been saying that we cannot go to Yesen. Which is like, doesn't make sense to me because there's never been a lockdown there. And also, you know, people work here, come and go every day to their homes, some of them. And then every time, you know, there is a shift change, you know, everybody goes home for 1 week and they do whatever, any place they want. So it doesn't, I don't know, just...
I know, it's it can be sketchy to understand or difficult to understand. One thing is when we are at home, we actually not supposed to go wherever we want. We have to stay at home and follow the same rules that other people are following. For instance, I live in Oslo. Only places we can go to Oslo is the grocery store, nothing else. So we only travel from work to home and go to the necessity like doctors or to buy food. So we are not freely doing whatever we want. We have to follow.
Yeah, but some people
and that's because that, and the reason for that is not to get sick or corona and putting it back at work and so on. So we have to be very, very careful.
Yeah, but those things make sense to me because there is not even a lockdown in Yesen at all. So, and a lot of people live in Yesen and go to Yesen every day, that their families go outside, so, you know. And I know what you told me, it's just a lot of people don't follow that. There is no way. They have to go out, they have to do this, they have to do that.
The thing is...
And actually, that's bad for your health. You know, a lot of people have suicide because of the coronavirus in every country. There have been suicide. So, I mean, because at least you guys, you know, you finish your three-day shift and you go home to wherever you want. But how about us? We are located here, there is middle of nowhere.
The thing is,
and you guys locals out here, you know.
Yeah. The thing is, we cannot facilitate certain things. You are free to live here. You are free to go out if you want. We're not gonna stop you. The thing is, we can just not facilitate you to go to Yesen or whatever it is. What we can do is sportica training. Which is open now, and most of the key vehicle here. So you can buy necessities.
Yeah, but the thing is, the money that UDI give us, we cannot afford the bus.
Yeah, I know, I understand. And I feel with you, but there's regulation from the top, and we have to follow.
Yeah, can you guys give it to me in writing, please? Because it's my right, you know.
Writing for what?
In writing that you guys cannot take us out to Yesen? Because it's my right.
I can ask him to write, no problem.
Yeah. Other thing, I please need, this is not against you. You know, you are the
chief leader.
Messenger, but I don't want to put it away because it sounds bad. But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, you tell Lynn, Lynn tells you, then you tell me. There's nothing against you because you are following orders.
I totally understand.
So, it's not against you, I just
want
you to...
You want it in writing?
Yeah.
I can ask Lynn?
Yeah.
Can we give them in writing too?
Yeah, but it's not against you.
No,
so you
I understand. Okay?
And if you can please, I need to use a phone to call UDI, because they canceled again my interview, so I need to see what's going on.
Do you need to call them today? You want to
right
call
now,
them
yeah, just to see.
No problem. I'm back.